Okay, hello. I'm here with, my name is Allende Cole. I am 21 years of age, and today's date is May 2nd, 2019, and I'm speaking with Anthony Flores, who is my roommate and one of my good friends, and we're recording this interview in Daly City, California. You want to say hi, Anthony?
What's up?
So, Anthony, can you tell me about someone who has been a big influence on your life? And would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
I don't got no influences. I'm my own influencer.
And that'd be because, what, since you made it to college by yourself?
Yeah, I feel like I don't look up to anyone in particular.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on that, since, like, Both of your parents are from undocumented and from Mexico.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So my mom is an undocumented immigrant, and she came over here when I was 6 months. Or she had me over here, and I think we've been living in the United States since I was 6 months. And my dad never came over here, but yeah.
Okay. And, like, where are you from again?
I'm from Covina, California. Okay. It's like 30 minutes from LA.
And that was, like, a hard time for you growing up with, like, a single mom and stuff like that. And how many siblings do you have?
I have four siblings.
You have four siblings.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was just crowded. No privacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, how were you always in school, though? Like, what motivated you to keep going in school?
I was just really good at, like, I was pretty ahead of my class since I was, like, younger. And, I don't know, I just really liked school until about, like, maybe, like, fourth or fifth grade. I kind of just, like, lost motivation because I wasn't getting, like, rewarded or anything. Like, I wasn't even getting, like, a good job. So I think, like, seeing my mom, like, yell at my brothers and sisters for not doing good in school made me not want to do good in school. And I just kind of started, like, not really caring about doing homework and stuff. Like, I always got the material, but I just started being really lazy. And I didn't start being motivated again until around my sophomore year in high school, because I wanted to go to college, and I knew that that was, like, going to be the only route for me to make a better life for myself. So I just started telling myself I had to do it.
Yeah, it's really hard, man. I could see, like, I grew up differently, where I grew up with the support and background where, like, my parents helped me with a lot of stuff. But that's really, like, really a good blessing that you could do by yourself to, like, get through that all by your own. So I have another question. Can you describe, like, one of your happiest moments during those difficult years? I mean, it's still tough now because you're still out here at SF having to pay that outrageous rent. Yeah. And all that bullshit. So what?
I would say, like, I think when I finished high school, because, like, I think I was, like, 5 credits away from finishing. And I was just fucking being really lazy. And I was, like, going through a lot, so I kind of wanted to just, like, give up. But, like, I just kind of, like, squeezed through. And then after I finished, it was, like, a big sigh of relief and, like, a lot of weight off my shoulders.
Yeah, that's crazy. So how was your graduation? Did you describe your graduation? Was your mom happy for you? Was your brothers and sisters show up? Or
So I think only, like 3 of my friends showed up. My mom lives in Washington now, so she wasn't able to make it. And yeah, I think my graduation was in Pasadena, California. And, like, yeah. Oh, wow. Besides that, I didn't really invite none of my family. Like, I just took a Uber there, and then I Ubered back home.
That's really far. Like, from West Covina to Uber from West Covina all the way to Pasadena. That's far.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just wanted to go get my diploma and get out of there.
That's funny. So you said you have how many siblings again?
2 sisters and 2 brothers. So I have an older brother, a younger sister that's a year younger than me, and then a little sister and a little brother who are like around like 7.
What's their names?
Jason, Melanie, Valerie, and Daniel.
Okay, what are they up to now? Are they in college or no?
I honestly don't know too much. Like, I don't really keep in touch with my family like that. So like, I only know like. My brother, he just like violated his probation, so he's back in jail. But
damn.
My sister, I think she's just working, and I like my little brother and sister are just going to school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you want the same dreams that you had for yourself to be installed in your little brothers and sisters of going to college and stuff like that and.
Not necessarily. I would say, like, I would want them just to do whatever makes them happiest or, like, do what they feel like they should do.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily college, because I feel like if I would have got, like, a different type of support from, like, my family, I wouldn't have even gone to college. But I think that, I just hope they do whatever makes them happy. I could care less as long as, you know, they're doing it.
So would you say it was, like, a professor or teacher that guided you on that path to go to college? Because I know most low-income families with a single mother, their ideal is not to go to college, it's to get a job to help their family.
My mom wasn't really too involved after she left. She left when I was like 15, and she wasn't really too involved even before that, so like I didn't really tell her what I was gonna do until like I was already here. I think like probably like my teachers, like at school, in high school, they were like super supportive, and like they were the ones that were really pressing me to like graduate and like, you know, go to college and stuff, and like they were the ones that really like believed in me the most. But I think that I had a teacher, her name was Corrine Ghanemian, and like she used to like I went to a charter school, so it was like they just gave us packets, and like we had to do them ourselves and like look through the textbook and stuff, and I couldn't like get the last 3 credits of Algebra 2, and like I was struggling really hard, and like she would stay after like her work hours to help me.
That's cool.
So, yeah,
so you'd say it was that teacher that really pushed you to drive to at least go to college and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because she graduated when she was, like, super young, and she was telling me about it, and I was just like, whoa, that sounds cool. And she was, like, probably the only one that was, like, helping me throughout, like, high school.
And what was that program you mentioned before? It was, like, a program to, like, visit colleges and tours.
So my charter school was, like, they had a partnership with a program called Pathways for Education, and it's, like, a program where they take, like, different schools and like different kids to like tour colleges or different like cities. I went to San Francisco on a college tour before I even like thought about going to college, and actually that's the reason like I wanted to go to college, because I thought it was harder to get into college, and I was like expecting I had to have like perfect grades and stuff, but coming to like a college tour and like over here in San Francisco, that Pathways for Education program, they told us, like, the A through G requirements and, like, SAT scores and all that stuff. And, like, they took us around the colleges. And then after that tour, I realized that, like, it wasn't so hard to get to college and that it was a possibility. And, like, they also took us to, like, Washington, D.C. I got the chance to go to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And,
That's nice.
Yeah, it was like an educational trip for like, and we like played soccer with like this like with like their youth system that they have for the Columbia team out there, and then like we like helped you know, like put clothes on people's backs and stuff like that. But overall they're like a super like nice program, cause it's like all free if they select you to go. All you have to do is like keep up with your grades and like have teacher recommendations.
That's real nice. So how would you like to be remembered after all this?
Probably just like a light, like something that, you know, shows people that like even though it's kind of hard, like you can still do it.
Yeah,
it's probably it. Like I don't really like think about it too much.
Yeah. So what do you want to do after school when you're done with school and everything?
I don't honestly, like, right now I'm not even declared in my major, but I think I'm gonna do something with like bio or like probably bio, because like I like animals, so like I probably just go work at the zoo for a little bit and then like, you know, try to go get my master's. And but I don't know, to be honest. I honestly, like, right now it's just trying to figure out what I want to major in.
Yeah. So being out here by yourself and everything, trying to hustle for school, like, what would you do to tell someone that's in that same position as you, being a first generation student and stuff like that? What advice would you give to them to make it through?
So the thing that really, like, helps me get through it is, like, I'll go back home, like, where I am. Like, my friends are and stuff to visit, and I don't have, like, anywhere to stay besides my friends' houses when I go over there. Like, I don't have family that is willing to, like, let me crash at their house, so I had to keep sleeping on couches and stuff, and, like, it sucks. So I just kind of remember, like, I don't want to go back to that kind of life, so it just always, like, motivates me to, like, I'd rather be in school than working a 9-to-5 like my mom was, like, her whole life, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, I've worked at McDonald's, and, like, that was probably, like, the worst experience of my life. Like, I had to work there for, like, 2 years. And, like, it actually, like, made me depressed, like, just being there. So, like...
What made it so depressing?
Just, like, the energy in there.
The people that were hired.
Yeah, the people that were in there. Like, the people that would come in and just, like, talk shit to us for no reason. Mm-hmm. And, like, it sucked, but at the same time, like... It made me really humble and, like, tell myself, like, okay, I'm going to school because, like, I don't want to work in a job like that forever. And, like, I don't want to be struggling like my mom. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'd rather be stressing over school than, you know, here at school than stressing over, like, damn, like, I got my rent due in, like, a couple months. Like, even though I had to worry about that still, like, mm-hmm. I don't worry about it as much because of, like, you know, the scholarships I got and the grants. Yeah.
So, like, you don't have to worry about, like, what the next meal is going to be.
Yeah, exactly. All that type of stuff. And also, like, I don't have all the stress from, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, having to take care of my little brothers or sisters and stuff like that.
Yeah, I understand that completely. So, for your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you would want to pass on to them? Like, what would you want them to know? Because you always talk about, like, trying to make your kid go famous with the knowledge you know.
Yeah, I think I'll just, like, honestly, like, that is just, like, him being around me so much and me just, like, I feel like I don't have, like, really quotes and stuff to be giving out. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like being around me and just, like, when we get into certain situations and, like, I explain after, like, the situation, mm-hmm. I feel like it's, I have, like, a lot of insight into that. But I think for, like, my great-grandchildren, I'll just tell them, like, you know, it sounds corny, but just, like, believe in yourself. Because, like, you know, everybody, like, before I went... Since I was going to that charter school, it was, like, also a charter school where, like, kids that were, like, really behind on credits would go. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the kids that I used to go to high school with and, like, a lot of the people that I used to go to high school with used to call me retarded and stuff because they thought I was, like... You know, like, it was, like, a slow school or something. Yeah. And, like, I used to talk about how I was going to go to a university, and everybody used to laugh at me and tell me, like, I wasn't going to do it and, like, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I mean, I did that, and, like, you know, regardless. Like, and they were just, like, they'd always just bitch about how I was going to pay for it and stuff. But, you know, like, mm-hmm. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I think it'd just be, like, just believe in yourself because, like, if you actually, like, believe in yourself and, like, think you could do it, then, like, you could probably do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So a little bit back, to go backtrack a little bit, give me a little bit backstory about your dad from what you remember and what you have heard from your mom or your family members.
So my mom, she doesn't really talk about him. Every time I ask about her, she just, like, tells me to ask mm-hmm. my dad's side of the family. But I never met him. My mom said, like, he got locked up when I was 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I never got to meet him. But, I honestly don't know too much about why he's in there. But, from what I heard, like, he wasn't really, like, too good to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, especially like being in Mexico and like him being involved with like a lot of like bad things, he wasn't really like a prime, like a good example for me to grow up around. Mm-hmm. And like I'm glad, I kind of like grateful for that, because like I don't think I'd be the same person if he was still in my life.
Yeah, totally. So you never had like a father figure to help mold you to become a man, really?
Not really. I don't think so. Like I had my, I grew up with kind of like my grandpa when I was like super young, when I maybe till I was like 5 or like 4, but he didn't really speak much English. Mm-hmm. So like he didn't really talk at all. He would just like pick me up from school and that's it. But no, I never had like really a father figure, and I never really cared. Like I had like friends who would be in similar situations where they never knew their dad, or like, you know, their dad, something happened to them, and like they used to like feel really like down about it, where it was like they really wanted to have known their dad, and I understand that, but like I don't know, I never got like the feeling, I never really cared mm-hmm. to like know him. And like I've gotten into contact with him, and like he, like, you know, but I really don't feel like I owe him anything. Like,
yeah,
there's really nothing to talk about, you know.
Yeah. So you'd say like you've fell back on like people in relatable situations to like be your friends, to like, both of you guys like all grew up together, like your little neighborhood in West Covina, I guess.
Well, like there, it was just like I moved in to that neighborhood when I was really young. I was like 6, and like the people that I had like met and like befriended, they had been living there since they were really young too. So like we just all kind of grew up together, like on the same street and stuff. And like a lot of them didn't have dads too, but it was just like different situations, like, you know. And I mean, they didn't really seem to mind either, but like, you know, like I could tell it bothered them a little bit more than like me, who like I didn't really like care at all. To the point where like I never, like they'd tell me like they'd ask their mom about, like the only thing I was curious about was like why mm-hmm. he wasn't there. Like,
yeah, because he didn't really have a good explanation.
Yeah, I didn't really care for him to be there, but I was just like, okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think like the people that I grew up with that had similar situations, it was just like, it just happened randomly, like it just happened to be that way. But I think it was like good, because then we all had like a little bit more in common.
Yeah, that's true. Something like to all relate to and stuff like that. Yeah. So what would you guys normally do, like just to hang out and stuff like that?
When we were really little, we just like, you know, play with like wrestling toys outside when we were like 7, and then we play like this game called Cops and Robbers, mm-hmm. or like, yeah, just stuff like that, like kid games, or just like wrestle outside, shit like that. And like when we got older, like, you know, we all started going to like middle school together, so we just like hang out on the stairs after school. Mm-hmm. And then like when we started getting into high school, like my friends started like doing like kind of bad shit, so mm-hmm. like, and like I was with them for like a little bit of it, and like I think after like my freshman year, and like after I started going to that charter school, like I kind of realized like, damn, I don't really want to do this, like I want a future, like, what mm-hmm. the hell, like, I don't want to be, like, in and out, like, my friends were coming in and out of juvie, so, like, mm-hmm. I was looking at them, and, like, damn, like, I'm not trying to be like this.
Yeah,
like,
you don't want to.
I was, like, I want to have a fucking wife and kids, like, I'm not trying to be right here, like,
yeah,
you know, and so, like, I just kind of distanced myself with them, and they weren't, like, mad at it or anything. I just bought a PlayStation, and I just stood inside playing it all day to, like, keep myself distracted.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, like, I just distanced myself from them so I could focus and, like, try to go to college.
So, were there other distractions that would have prevented you from being where you are today?
Yeah, I think, like, when I was going to school, like, it was super hard, especially, like, self-motivating myself. But after, like, a while, I kind of got through it, but it was still, like, probably the biggest obstacle, because, like, since, like, I wasn't really, like, staying with family, I had to, like, sleep on couches and stuff, and, like, it just sucked, like, having to, like, work just to, like, be able to finish high school.
Yeah, and eat and everything.
Yeah, right? So it, like, really sucked. But, like, besides that, it's probably, like, you know, just, like, relationships that I was trying to keep, like, from getting messed up. Like, I think I put a little bit too much focus into that kind of stuff instead of, like, you know, focusing just on my school, which probably would have made it easier, but, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What relationships are you talking about?
I had a girlfriend for, like, since I was, like, a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, since my mom left around that same time, like, me and her were super close. And, like, you know, like, I would be at her house all the time, stuff like that. But, like, it kind of started falling off, you know. It was just, like, a high school thing. And, like we're still, like, friends about it and stuff. But, like, it was just, like, on and off. And, like, it was, like, really messy. And, like, it just kind of, like, messed with my head more than, like, I should have let it. You know, and, like, I just kept it going, and, like, I should have just, like, been, like, fuck this, I need to focus on school, but, like, I feel like, since I felt like I didn't have anything out here, like, I just had to hold on to that relationship, but, like, you know, like, now I could care less.
So you'd say you used her as a crutch, then?
Kind of, yeah, like, yeah, because I didn't have anything, so I was just, like, you know, this is, like, the only thing I have. Like, I even got a dog with her at one point, because, like, you know, I felt like, I wanted a dog, but, like, I wanted to get it with her because it was, like, it would have meant more.
Yeah.
And, like, at the end of the day, like, it didn't end up good. Like, she ended up keeping the dog, and I don't have nothing anymore. But, like, you know, I'm over that
relationship. Nah, totally. I totally feel that. But, going back towards high school and stuff like that, like, Being, have you ever gotten in trouble where you're like, just fuck, like, I think this might be it. Like, you didn't think you'd ever reach your goal into getting here and to damn near almost pursuing a college degree.
Fuck. In high school, like, I used to get, like, in trouble just for being, like, disruptive when I was, like, a freshman in college. I'd just get in trouble for being disruptive or, like, stuff like that. Stuff that wasn't really, like, or, like, you know, people would be like, oh, like, this person stole my phone or whatever. Like, I get called up to the office for that kind of stuff. But, like, not really. I think there was one point where I did get really, like, scared that I wasn't going to be able to go to college anymore. But it was, like, so I had a... It was this summer, actually, the most recent summer. I was just, like, trying to save up money for, like, for the next semester and stuff. And, like, you know. So I started, like, doing things that weren't, like, so... Right. And, like, I was selling weed, and, like, I got pulled over one day, or not pulled over, like, I was just smoking outside, and, like, a group of cops pulled up on me, and, like, they looked through my stuff, and, like, I had a bunch of, like, paraphernalia and, like, and stuff that had, like, intent to sell, and, like, I thought it was over for me. Like, the the friends that I was with, like, when they asked whose stuff is, and even beforehand, we had talked about, like, all right, if we get caught with this, like, I can't be the one to say I have it because I have my financial aid that I'm holding on to.
Yeah.
If I get caught, like, that's it. Like, my financial aid's over. Like, I don't have a life. And, like, I've talked to my friends about that stuff, but when it came down to it and, like, the cops asked, like, whose is this? Like, nobody said anything, so I was just like, it's mine. Like, and, like, I took it all, but luckily, like, I have a uncle who's in he's a lawyer, so they forgot to read me my rights when they arrested me, and, like, they couldn't really do anything about it after that, and they had to give me all my stuff back, and, like, yeah, it worked out, like, for the best, but I think it was, like, a good thing to show me that, like, I shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff no more if I want to, you know, stay in school.
Yeah, because that's dumb.
Yeah, it was pretty,
almost threw it all away, all that hard work, everything.
Yeah.
That's horrible. So do you still keep in contact with your mom?
She called me every so often. Like, I just, like, give her money to help her out and stuff like that. Or, like, you know, like... But besides that, like, I just talk to her sometimes on the phone. But, like, not really too much. Like, there's really nothing to talk about.
Is she proud that where you are right now and you support yourself right now, or she doesn't really care?
I don't even, like, honestly, she has a lot of shit to worry about where it's like she doesn't even have time to think about that. I don't think she's told me, like, she's, I don't know, I don't think she's told me she's proud of me since I came up. I don't think she knows how big of a deal it is. I think she thinks I'm just going to, like, a community college or something.
And you're just hanging out.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
okay. Would you say that there's other people, you have, like, a support now, like, people that care about you and helping you get through this difficult time, trying to finish your degree?
I have a pretty, like, solid group of friends, like, back home, and, like, I mean, like, I, like, you know, building relationships, like, out here is, like, making it easier, because like the first semester I came out here, I didn't have friends, and that shit sucked. Like, mm-hmm. it's probably like the worst thing ever. And like, I think like that, and also like, just like friends, and like I have a cousin that's really supportive, and that's probably like it. And just like me trying to like tell myself to keep going.
Yeah. Oh. So your first time at SF State, when you first got here, what was your experience? What did you think when you first got here?
So I came to SF State like I had finished my I came as a spring at admission in last year, so about mm-hmm. a year ago, mm-hmm. and they didn't like I wasn't like fully admitted, like I was just like, you know, when they're checking like your transcripts, mm-hmm. so I wasn't like fully admitted, but like my teacher had sent my transcripts like a month in advance, and I called and like I told, like it was like a week before school started, and I was just kind of like, yeah, like mm-hmm. what's gonna happen, like yeah. am I in? So I call and like I talked to them, and like I had to like read off like my stuff to them, and like it was kind of hard, but like they finally admitted me. But by the time they admitted me, like housing applications were closed for the dorms and stuff, so I was like, damn, how am I gonna like, and like they were just telling me to like find a room to rent out here, so like I didn't know anybody, and like I had a friend back home, and she had like a family friend that was going up here, and he told me like I could stay in his like dorm in UPN, so I was staying with him and like my current roommate right now at UPN. Mm-hmm. And he was charging me like $600 or $700 for the couch.
No way.
Yeah.
And just the pocket then?
Yeah, and it sucked. So I was like, damn, like I really gotta find somewhere else to live.
How was that though? What was that living like?
It sucked, cause like the guy was in a frat, so like he was just like I'd be sleeping on the couch and I'd just hear them like throwing up or like stuff like that really late at night, and it just sucked. Or like, and it wasn't like the best, just having a couch to sleep on, and yeah. like, you know, not having your own space, and like, yeah, it sucked. But then like, you know, like I met you, and like I'm mm-hmm. living with you, but like SF State, like it was cool, but like I think like me not really like putting myself out there kind of made it like
harder, huh?
Yeah, cause like I really care less about like trying to make friends. I was really just like trying to focus.
Yeah.
And like it kind of like I shouldn't have really done that, cause like there'd be times where like I'm done with all my homework and stuff, and like I don't have shit to do, and I'm just sitting there like, damn, I got it. Friends. But like, I mean, it's cool. Like, I think it's better. It's been better this year.
Yeah. Damn. So, you going back to high school and stuff like that, and everything that you've learned from high school to now, are there certain things you wish you could have done to make this transition easier for you, would you say? Like,
yeah, I wish I could have just, like, I wish someone would have just slapped me after I promoted from 8th grade and told me, look, like, high school really matters, and, like, you gotta get your shit together, like, yeah. you're just gonna be flipping burgers all day. Like, uh-huh. I think if someone would have told me that, like, I would have got into a really good school, like, a really, because I got into the school with, like, a 3.7,
mm-hmm.
so, like, and that was, like, me doing packets, like, me doing the work by myself. I feel like if I would have just stayed as focused as I was in that charter school at my regular school,
mm-hmm.
then, like, I definitely could have just got, like, a 4.0 and, like, you know, got more involved with my school and, like, stuff like yeah. that. But, I mean, I don't know. Everything happens for a reason, so there's really, like, not too much that, like, I regret or anything. But, like, I think just, like, paying attention more.
Mm-hmm. So, I have a question. So, for the SAT, do you feel like it's rigged for upper middle class kids? Because me, I personally had an SAT prep tutor.
I had an SAT prep mm-hmm. class. So that was provided by my school.
By your charter school, yeah. right? So, for kids that go to low-income schools and have to take the SAT where they don't have a prep,
mm-hmm.
do you think it's harder for them to take the exam?
Yeah, because, like, even though I didn't really pay attention, it was, like, a 3-hour SAT prep class.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really, like, pay attention, but there was some stuff that he said that when I was taking my SAT, I was like, oh, I remember, like, he told me to do this. Like,
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that they are, like, a disadvantage a little bit, and, like, luckily, like, I was just, like, I passed it with, like, a really good score, but the whole time when I was in there, like, you know, I was, like, the only Mexican kid in a room full of, like, you know, that like Asian kids and white kids, because mm-hmm. there was no other Mexican kids taking the SAT, like, you know, like,
yeah.
And especially like the SAT with the essay part,
yeah,
with the essay portion. So like, yeah, like it kind of like intimidated me, especially like seeing how fast these kids were doing the SAT, and like me just sitting there like,
yeah,
10 minutes left and I had to guess for the rest. Mm-hmm. Like, it was pretty like intimidating, but at the end, like, you know, like I passed it, so it's cool.
Yeah, that's good though. Yeah. At the end of the day. So after all this, if this was your last conversation that you're gonna leave this earth with, what would you is there anything you would want to say to me, or to say to anyone to remember you, or
Nah, I don't think so.
Is it nah?
Nah, I could care less. Like, if I'm really, like, at the end of the day, I think, like, the people that, like, I made an impact in their life, like, either small or big, like, mm-hmm. you know, they'll remember me. And that's, like, really all that matters.
Yeah, smile. That's awesome. So, right now, how's the semester going for you?
It's pretty good. Like, it's probably like my best semester, because like I'm not taking, like, last semester I took 6 classes and that shit was just like too much, and mm-hmm. like this semester is my first semester taking 4 classes, and like I'm not really too good at math, so like I'm taking calculus and then like 3 other classes, and the 3 other classes are like just essay like based classes. It's like politics and like English, so it's like pretty easy to keep up with all my work this semester.
Yeah,
compared to like last.
That's good. So last spring you didn't have any friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spring break was horrible because you didn't have anything to do. Mm-hmm. So what was this spring break like for you?
It was cool. It was way cooler. Like, I mean, I like meeting you and like meeting your friends. Like, you know, I got invited to go with you guys to Rosarito for spring break, and like,
where's Rosarito? Is that
Mexico? In Mexico. So like, yeah, we went to Mexico and it was cool. We went to Papa's and BA's, and yeah, like, you know, we stayed at Airbnb, and like it was, you know, it'd be way better than me just like, usually for spring break all I would do is like just go home and like stay at a friend's house, you know.
Yeah,
but like now, like that I have like more friends out here, it was like a cool experience. It was different, and like, you know, yeah
did you have fun?
Yeah, it was cool.
So what'd you do? Like, you tell them what we did.
Nah, we were just like partying, you know, going a little crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Just like, you know.
What would you say was the best part of that entire trip?
I think just like being with the boys.
You say being with the boys.
Yeah, you know, it's a bonding experience.
The food wasn't cool. The food was good. The food was my favorite part. Food was
kind of overrated. Like,
no way.
Me just being like Mexican, having that kind of food like around all the time. Like, I guess I put a standard on it.
Yeah.
And like them making it so quick and really not caring was like.
It was like,
yeah, yeah, it was like whatever. All the time, yeah. But like, yeah, I think just like, you know, overall it was a good trip.
Yeah, I enjoyed the tacos. That was my favorite part of the whole entire trip. Was the tacos, and I would say the bacon wrapped hot dogs that we ate at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
that was my favorite part. So now that, you know, you're almost what year are you? You're a sophomore.
First semester sophomore.
Mm-hmm. So you're a semester behind. So when's your graduation date?
What is it, like
21,
maybe, I don't know, something like that. But I'm taking, like, since I've been a semester behind, I've been trying to take like classes like in the summer and the winter, so mm-hmm. I can catch up and stuff.
Yeah, so you're gonna graduate in 22, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you gonna try to have your family come out to this graduation, or what's the plan for that one? Because I know I'll be there for the graduation.
I don't know, maybe, like, I mean, I'll obviously invite them, but like, you know, it wouldn't feel any different if they weren't there. Like, at the end of the day, none of them like helped me through this, or like even asked how it was going, so it's like, it doesn't matter.
I mean, that's a big accomplishment once you get through this. It's a really big accomplishment.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you helping me with this assignment, letting me interview you and stuff. So you got anything else you want to say to my class or?
Nah. Nah, that's it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. What are you recording on?
On my phone. This app.